It's been almost a year since Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico, and finally everyone on the island has electricity again. The Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority has told ABC News they have restored electricity on Tuesday to the last two homes on the island. There are still customers living in the El Yunque rainforest that are still without power, but they must wait for the Forest Service to approve the installation of poles. Hurricane Maria was a Category 4 that wiped out Puerto Rico's electrical grid, resulting in the longest blackout in American history. The Minister of Tourism in the Bahamas has announced that the government is considering a proposal to redevelop the cruise port in Nassau. The government is in the early stages of figuring out how to improve the visitor experience at the port. The port's Welcome Center Festival Place has been undergoing renovations for years. Quebec City has announced that plans are officially underway for a second cruise terminal scheduled to open in 2020. Funded by both the port and the government, the $30 million project will include two gangways that can accommodate large ships with over 4,000 passengers. Quebec's 2018 cruise season has already seen record deployment, with eight vessels making inaugural calls there. Disney Cruise Line and Windstar Cruises also sailed to the city for the first time. And a look at the closing bell for Thursday. Carnival Corporation closed at 59.83, up 63 cents. Norwegian Holdings closed at 51.89, down 8 cents. And Royal Caribbean closed at 115.49, up $1.02. For more stories, visit cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.